10 new single-family homes are coming to Alliance's North Side after City Council approved the project Monday night. The homes will be built in the Liberty Heights area on vacant lots cleared to the city's blight removal program and transferred to the Greater Alliance Development Corporation. The project is aimed at supporting low-income neighborhoods. Build Ohio Acquisition and Holding Company will oversee construction, with ground expected to break next month on the first five homes. The city is contributing $100,000 in HUD funding to support the development. A phone call threatening to shoot the place up at Malone University is what triggered a shelter-in-place order on campus Monday morning. Canton police say the unknown caller contacted the university around 8:22, prompting officials to place the campus on lockdown less than 10 minutes later. Officers searched the campus and determined there was no credible threat. The shelter-in-place order was lifted about an hour later. Police believe the call was a hoax. Louisville City Council approved three emergency measures Monday. WDPN's David Shore reports.
A 2025 Ford F600 truck will be purchased for $70,913. From Sarshone Ford. Additional work will be done on the Aljansic Park restrooms by CCI Commercial Construction Company of Canton for $1,440, and three heart monitors will be purchased for the fire department from Zoll Medical of Massachusetts.
Lawmakers also added two full-time public works laborers, expedited construction programs, and authorized finance director Matthew Buck to testify against House Bill 503, which could limit local control of city income tax. A woman was arrested Monday in connection with fraudulent invoices that cost a local business more than $70,000. 35-year-old Caitlin Schauer of Medina is charged with grand theft and forgery. Uniontown police say between January 2024 and January 2025, Schauer created fake invoices at three business locations, receiving over $10,000 in unearned commissions. The victim, Dye Distributing LLC, had to repay more than $60,000. Schauer is scheduled to appear in Canton Municipal Court soon. Governor Mike DeWine has announced $4.4 million for local law enforcement body camera programs across the state. The fifth round of the Ohio Body Worn Camera Grant Program will support 131 police agencies, including 10 new programs and 121 upgrades or expansions to existing cameras and storage systems in Stark County. Recipients include the Canton Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, Louisville Police, Walsh University, and East Canton Police. The grants will cover camera equipment, storage capacity, and record-keeping personnel. A Cleveland man is wanted for allegedly making a false robbery call to force police to respond to a Kent home on New Year's Day. 35-year-old Terrence Parker has been charged with swatting, and a warrant for his arrest was issued late last month. Police say the call claimed three men robbed someone at gunpoint, prompting six officers to respond, but no crime occurred. Investigators say Parker made the hoax call just to draw an emergency response. A new chapter in East Palestine's recovery began Tuesday with the opening of a permanent health research office linked to the 2023 train derailment. Federal, state, and local leaders gathered at the Way Station to mark the launch of the East Palestine Train Derailment Health Research Program, a five-year, $10 million study funded by the National Institutes of Health. The new office will serve as a hub for enrolling residents, coordinating studies, and providing answers about possible long-term health effects from the derailment. State and local officials say the effort signals a continued commitment to the community as recovery moves forward. A jury has been seated in Columbiana County Common Police Court in the aggravated murder trial of William Long of Lisbon. The 52-year-old is accused of killing his ex-wife in November 2023. Michelle Long was found shot to death in her vehicle outside her Butler Township home. Security footage and witness statements linked William's pickup to the crime scene. A judge has allowed the jury to visit the crime scene and denied defense motions to block evidence from cell phones and the truck. A retired Lisbon teacher, sentenced last month to 25 years in prison for child sexual exploitation, is now appealing that decision. 69-year-old James Watt filed an appeal Tuesday with the 7th District Court, challenging both his guilty plea and the length of his sentence. Watt pleaded guilty last fall to 45 felony counts, including child sexual images, after investigators found tens of thousands of images on multiple devices during a search of his home. Prosecutors say one image included a nude photo of a former 15-year-old student. Two Democrats and incumbent Republican Michael Rooley are running for Ohio's 6th Congressional District. Mahoning County Fiscal Officer Brent Hanai filed for the Democratic primary Tuesday. Local tattoo shop owner Sean Connolly is also running as a Democrat. Rooley filed for re-election Monday. He previously served in the Ohio Senate and won a 2024 special election to Congress. Fire crews responded to a vacant house fire on Kimmel Street in Youngstown Tuesday night. Firefighters tell WFMJ-TV they allowed the structure to burn down to the basement and faced challenges finding a nearby hydrant due to snow coverage. The scene was cleared by 11:30, and the cause of the blaze is under investigation. Voters in court Portland have recalled Deidre Petrosky in a special election. Preliminary results from the Trumbull County Board of Elections show 75% of ballots were for recall, with just over 1,200 voters participating. The recall stemmed from criticism of Petrosky's leadership, including alleged misuse of city funds. In a recorded message to residents, she denied wrongdoing. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.